Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Tamid, Perek Beis Mishnah, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Mishnah as Bas Rachel, Shishi Mizrach Refine, Ruzivi Kogan, Bikar of Mamesh. And we're talking about making the fires on top of the Mizbech. The Mishnah tells us, Bar Misham Atze Te'inu Yafim, Lasadim Racha Shnia Laktairas. They chose from there, which is the place where the wood was stored in the Beis Mikdash, fine pieces of wood from a Te'inu tree, from a fig tree, in order to make the second Maracha, which was where the coals for the Ktairas were taken from. Where was the fire made on the Mizbech? Mikineget Karamarov's Dry Mess, opposite the southwest corner of the Mizbech. That means if a person would go up the ramp of the Mizbeach and he would make a left, that's the west and the south, because the ramp is located in the south, so that first corner right there is the southwest. However, Mashach Ben HaKaren Klap Beitzof and Arba Amos, it was pulled 4 Amos northward off of the corner, so it's not actually on the corner, it's 4 Amos towards the north, and how much wood was used, but Oimer Chamesh Son Gechalim, and it was approximate amount, they would make 5 Sav coals. Now, B'Shabbos, Ba'Oimer Shemayna Son Gechalim, on Shabbos they put enough wood that would produce 8 Sav coals, Shesham HaYunasim Shnei B'Zich Levayna Shalachim Aponim, because they need extra coals for the 2 spoons of Levayna that were part of Lechem Aponim. After this was made, let's go back to something they had done previously. Remember, the first thing the Kohanim did in the morning after taking Trumas Hadeshen was take away all the Evar and Pedarim, all of the limbs and the fat from Karbanos of the previous day that did not end up getting burned overnight. They removed them from the main fire and put them all the way on the sides of the Mizbeach. So now they got back to them, that were not consumed the night before. They're now brought back to the Maracha. They're actually put on the side of the main Maracha, not on top of it. Then they would light both of these piles on fire. Then go down and go to Lishkazugazes to continue the process of the day. So now going right into Paragil Mishnah Aleph, Amalei Mamuna, the Muna, the pointed kind, told them, Bova Fisu, come, let's make a lottery. Mi Shaychet, who's going to Shech the Tamid, Mi Zark, who's going to do Zrikas Adam, who's going to sprinkle the blood, Mi Midashim Mizbech HaPanimi, who's going to clear out the inner Mizbech, meaning the Mizbech HaKtairus, which is inside the Hechal, and Mi Midashim HaMenaira, who's going to clear out the Menaira from all the leftover oil and the wicks, and Mi Mal Evarim LaKevesh, who's going to bring the Evarim, the limbs of the Karban Tamid, up the ramp. Now, which limbs are brought up? So Harosh VaRegel, one kind is going to bring the head and the leg, this referring to the right back leg. Then there's Shtei HaYadayim. There's another kohen that's going to bring the 2 front legs. Then there's ha'uketz v'regel. The uketz is the back of the animal. And when we say regel, that's referring to the remaining back leg, which is the left leg. Then there's ha'chazev v'agera, the chest and the neck. Then there's u'shtei defanos, the 2 sides of the animal. Then another kohen brings ha'krevayim, the insides. Then the 7th kohen brings v'hasoiles, the flour for the mincha that's brought along with the tamid, v'chavitim. Then there's an 8th kohen that's bringing the chavitin, which is the carbon the kohen gadol brings every single day. And v'hayayin, there's the wine for the nesachim, that's the 9th kohen. Hefisu, then make this lottery, Zachamisha Zacha, whoever was Zaycha, he was Zaycha. We're going to stop for the day, and Pekot Ramesh Beis and Gimel continue to discuss the process of the Karmat Tamid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.